Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir in Betochen number 16. We are in Perek Gimel of the Chayvus Halvavis, mostly with the Ara Vigder explanation. And he's going to talk about five necessary beliefs pertaining to Betochen. The first of those beliefs is the seven conditions that we discussed in the past two Shiurim that he's going to summarize, and there's additional nuances to it. And that's what we're going to discuss today. Perek Shlishi, Achagdomes, Hashem Beveirun, Vamitosan, Yishlam, Adam, Habitochen, Belekim, and Chomesh. There are five principles that bring a person to complete trust in Hashem if he clarifies them in his mind and convinces it of the truth. So in this first principle that we're going to talk now, it has all the seven principles mentioned in Perek Beis. It seems repetitious, he says, Rav Avigdor Miller, but you'll see that he's explaining important additional concepts, and he changes its sequence. But all these seven is one of the five principles. There's going to be another four that's going to be extremely important that we're going to discuss as well. So Achas Mehem, the first of these five, is Sheya'amin v'yisbar etzle hiskapsis hashiv en yonah belekim, that you should believe and have a clear understanding of the collection of the seven conditions of bitochin that are present in Hashem. These seven conditions, which we discussed in the last two, three shiurim, are here also. It's the basis of bitochin. No human being has any of these seven conditions in full. Certainly not all seven. Hashem has all of these seven qualities, and that's why we trust him. When you collect these seven qualities in the person that you trust, it's correct to trust in him. And I have already mentioned them, and now we're going to go through it. The first one is kindness. The Creator has more compassion on man than any other compassionate being. Even your father, your mother, anyone who is a loving friend cannot compare to the love Hashem has for you. This line is powerful. Any compassion, any pity shown to man by anyone else is all coming from Hashem's compassion and pity. So in other words, when your father or mother or good friend showed compassion or pity on you, it's because Hashem placed that pity on you through them. A mother loves her children because Hashem made her to love them. The father labors to support his family because Hashem put that feeling in him. It's Hashem doing it. Hashem is doing it. Avarachamin. Hashem is merciful. No one can compare to that quality of mercy. And it says in the Pasuk, the Hirbecha, he will give you mercy and be merciful, and he will multiply you. So that's the first quality. The first quality is Hashem's infinite kindness. The second quality, knowledge. You will never find any of the means of helping people concealed from him. He knows everything he needs to know to help you. Because man is one of his creations. So just like a manufacturer knows his product, Hashem knows a man better than anyone else. There's no one who understands the one who made man about the kinds of things that are beneficial to him or harmful to him, or the mishaps that could befall him, or the illnesses. Hashem is the one who knows everything. Just like in the case of a human manufacturer, who creates nothing in their work except in temporary forms, but they have no means of any power whatsoever in regard to the essential form, nor can they originate them. But how about the Creator? He created the essence of man, in his form, in his character, in the way he is combined, in his body and his emotions, and he alone is the wise, who knows whatever is beneficial to man, and what's harmful to man. And he knows what's good for him in this world, and in the world to come. Right? So a human manufacturer gets superficial credit for putting things together. He didn't make anything new. He took raw materials and put it together. But Hashem created the raw materials. He created dirt, air, water, sunshine. And from these raw materials, he created chemicals and organisms. I teach you, I guide you in the way that you should go. Because Hashem rebukes those who he loves. And as our father rebuked his son, he favored. So here, again, is his knowledge. Hashem has the knowledge to help the person that a human being does not have. Third quality that he has that you could trust him for is his power. He is the most powerful. His word is final. You can't reverse his decisions. Hashem desires what he does. The words that come out of my mouth will not come to me empty-handed, unless it accomplishes what I desire. Notice Hashem sends his word to do something in this world, it gets accomplished. Nothing is a failure. The fourth quality that is that he is attentive to us. He looks at the conduct of all people. He does not neglect them. He does not hide himself from them. And nothing of them is concealed from him. Whether it's small or great. One thing won't make him forget another thing. He remembers and knows everything. Why do you say Yaakov? Why do you speak Yisrael and complain about being persecuted? And why do you say that my ways are concealed from Hashem and my judgment has been passed over before him? Don't say Hashem doesn't pay any attention and allows us to persecute the nations to persecute us. No, it's Hashem. It's Hashem intentionally causing it. Did you not know? Did you not hear? The Hashem, the God of the world, that created the ends of the universe. He's never tired. He doesn't come weary. There's no end to his understanding. So that he's always attentive to us. His attention to us is never swayed. The fifth thing is his exclusive control. None of these creatures can benefit a person of Lazika, nor cause damage, nor to anyone else. Only Hashem has that power. No one else has that power. And since Hashem is control of everything, you trust him, and he will justify your trust in return. Even if an insect bit you, Hashem controlled it. If a slave has more than one master, and each one could benefit from him, he doesn't really put full trust on either one of them. Why? He hopes to get a benefit from each one of them. So a guy has two masters, he will trust one there, and so on and so forth. But Hashem is only one, and he's the only one you rely on. Let's say a slave has two masters, and one could do him more favors, then he'll trust him more. But he trusts the others as well. And if only one of them is able to help him or harm him, then he'll trust him alone, because he does not expect any help from any other source. And then when a person feels that none of the creations can help him or harm him, only with permission from the Creator, his heart will turn away from fearing anyone else or from placing any hope in anyone else, and he will trust the Creator alone. Don't trust the noblemen, the other people, feeling sure that no help comes from them. So this is the fifth condition. The fifth condition is the exclusive control. And the sixth condition now is past performance. Hashem always took care of you. They should know from observation how great is the kindness on mankind. This is experience that you see. You see Hashem taking care of the world. When a person opens his eyes, he sees that Hashem gave him so much kindness, even if he's not worthy of it. And not because Hashem needed him, but it's a gift and a favor and a kindness. Like we explained in Shara Bechina of this Sefer. Like Adavar Melech himself said, Rabbi Salsisa Atta Hashem Aleika, you have done tremendously, Niflaisecha, your wonders, Machshavisecha, your plans, Eilenu are for us, and Arech Lechecha, there's no comparison to you, Agida, I will relate this, Vadabera, I will speak, Otsum Misaper, and there's too many to relate. So this is condition number six, the past performance, that Hashem showered him till now, and he'll continue to shower on him goodness. And the seventh quality is exclusive responsibility. Everything that happens in the world, whether it's their composition or their function, Gvul Yadua has a set boundary. Nothing gets diminished or increased without Hashem decreeing it, become usay in quantity, v'chusay in quality, usman in its time, v'kaymay in its place. In other words, everything functions according to plan. Even a stone on the ground, even sand, everything in the world has a set composition, functioning according to Hashem's plan. A marble mashgaza miyutai, no one can increase what Hashem said should be a small amount. V'loyma might be mashgaza berevoisai, and no one can decrease the amount that Hashem said should be large. You cannot postpone and delay something that Hashem decreed to come earlier. And no one can advance and go ahead on what Hashem decreed should come later. This is time scheduling for the world, and Hashem is the time scheduler. Whatever seems new, that really happened from before. So in other words, even these creations that we see now, faxes, wireless telephones, cars, airplanes, the concept of it, and the materials, and the existence of these things in the world to create that airplane was here from Sheshis and Mebrachis, from early on. The sound waves, electric waves, men didn't know about them, but they were always there because Hashem created them. When we discovered rubber or certain plastics, again, it was there all along. It's just, it took, through Hashem's wisdom, deciding when men should uncover those things. Hashem knows everything, but there are decrees, causes, and effects. Hashem concealed the world in causes and effects. And a person who doesn't understand the world will say that the new cause invented something, should create a difference in results with sabchuchem in the transformation from one state to another state. Vasiba chalusha, the nakalam yismanashina yechilif ma'atzma, and the new invention is too weak to bring any changes in and of itself. Kashanira gaga echad nachita masmir shol shishumei yeshibalam. You see how 300 ears of grain come from one little wheat kernel. Unbelievable. And so from here you see, it seems to be the world is creating new things, these new wheats or new eggs and so on and so forth, but it's really from Hashem. And every grain has 30 kernels. And one kernel of grain could be cause of close to 10,000 kernels to come into existence. Does anyone fail to notice that the power of the kernel is not capable of accomplishing some such a thing? How could one kernel of grain generate hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kernels? How is that possible? Elamai, what it has to be, Hashem put that wisdom in the grain. He is the master designer, and that's what he did. And the kernels that are sown and planted, from the drop of semen, or the growth of a large fish from a tiny fish. So everything in this world is as a result of that wisdom and planning. It's a mistake to try to advance something that Hashem decreed should come later, or to postpone something he decided to happen now, or lahavis mashahimet, or to increase what he already diminished, or lahamet mashahirbim kana le'olam, or diminish what he decided to increase. Mabli el siba el sikiyam mitzas avidasai. You don't do this without turning to his mitzvahs. V'kibul teirasi and accepting his Torah. V'chalish is hakara b'mitzvah yidasei. It's a sign of weakness in the awareness of the truth of Hashem. V'sichlus mihoven atei v'senegasei. And it's ignorance and understanding the benefits of the world. And the Kvarom is a chacham, a lingyan as eba mamore, the koil's man ve'eis, the cholchefet tachas hashamayim. Everything has its place. Akach zochemem esem shmonin yonim, it says 24 situations. V'usham ve'eis laledes, it's time to give birth. And only Hashem decides when the baby comes. Ve'eis lomas, to pass away. Acham ve'eis melchama ve'eshalim. V'am ve'eis apeg yikres kulam, everything happens. Time and happening comes to all. Ki gavayim al gavayim, shayim v'gavayim, Alayem, higher upon higher, watches over us. The ways of our Creator is too secret and too sublime and too profound. To understand even part of them. Koshkin Klolam, certainly not all of them. Just like the sky is high above the earth, so too my ways are high above your ways and my thoughts are above your thoughts. So this is the first of the fifth of the five beliefs in Bitachain, first of the five, which is the seven things that is Kedai to Chazar over again and again of why we should trust Hashem beyond anyone else, because only He has these seven conditions in its fullest. Bracha v'atzlacha.